Hey, it's Kevin Pike, and I'm here with episode number 111 of my Look What I Made podcast. On this one, I'm going to play a track for you called Chippy. And I've got to say, this is probably one of my favorite recordings. I'm recording this podcast about a year after I recorded this track, and I just love it. So, but let me give you the backstory of it. So back in 2015, I really started getting into banjo. I was taking banjo lessons, and I had a 5-string banjo. And part of that banjo journey, like I call it, included me looking online and finding different banjo players around the world. And I came across this person from Brazil named Jonathan Francisco, and he plays the cavaco banjo, which is the Brazilian version of the banjo. It's a 4-string banjo, and it's about half the size of the American banjo, so it's pitched an octave higher. And they strum it with a pick, as opposed to playing it with finger picks, like the bluegrass style of banjo in America. And in the bluegrass picking style, you usually play one note at a time, but on the cavaco banjo, they strum it so that it's you're playing chords basically. But so I watched this one video over and over and over again that he did. It was an instructional video, but then after he shows you how to play the chords, he plays along to a track, and it's just, I was just blown away by what he was doing. And to my ears, it felt very funk based, even though it was a Brazilian music genre called pagode. And one of the interesting things about this style is that the cavaco banjo and the cavaquinho, which is the guitar version of the cavaco banjo, they're very much buried in the mix. They're not the most prominent instrument because it's all about the vocals. And it's usually a group of people singing so in unison. And so to me, I found the most interesting was these really intricate parts on the cavaco banjo that were being played. And so what I wanted to do is create a track that really focuses on the rhythmic syncopation of the cavaco banjo and combines that with something similar on the 5-string banjo. And then over top of that, play alto sax. And to come up with a melody for this, for the alto sax, I thought a long time about it. Just listened to the track over and over again when I had created the groove with the two banjos and also drums and bass guitar, because I do play bass guitar on this as well as the drum set. And eventually I just decided, why not keep it real simple and just kind of double up whatever the top note on the banjo is. And that banjo groove, I just kind of messed around and came up with something very simple. So the melody itself is rather simple, but it fits great because you hear the intricacy of the groove, the syncopation, the funky aspect to it. And to me, that's what this tune is about, is this groove. And I'm glad that I didn't get in the way of it with a saxophone melody that has too many notes and just kind of detracts from it. So the other thing I'll mention is I love the solos on this track. It starts with a 5-string banjo solo and then goes to a cavaco banjo solo and then finally the alto sax solo. And as an aside, I also, and this is really weird, and I don't know that it had any influence on the sound of this tune, but I was also listening to a lot of chicken picking at the same time that I was recording this track. And chicken picking is a style of playing guitar where you kind of play a little bit shorter notes. And it's a country style. So I just want to mention that because how this track is just so different from a lot of stuff I've done. And I just wonder, it's because I was listening to all these different genres of music at the same time. And then this is just kind of what came out. So I call this song Chippy because I consider the style of playing on banjo as chip style, where you're going chip, 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 chip. So that's the where the title came from. All right, let's play it. This is track 2 from my 2024 album, Saxajo. Here is Chippy. Oh,
Thanks for checking out my Look What I Made podcast. I've got lots more music at my website, kpikemusic.com. That's kpikemusic.com. Or just do a search for Kevin Pike Music, and you'll find my music on YouTube, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, and more.